Officials at Bennett College announced Monday that they exceeded their $5 million fundraising goal by more than $3 million. The money is needed to help the Greensboro-based Historically Black College for Women in its accreditation appeal later this month. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
At an emotional press conference filled with prayers, motivational speeches, songs, and tears, college officials announced campaign donations of $8.2 million.
Bennett College is eternally grateful to the more than 11,000 donors, okay, from across the United States.
Bennett President Phyllis Worthy Dawkins.
People like the North Carolina Central University graduate who was furloughed during the government shutdown, but still made a contribution to Bennett.
The school's Stand With Bennett fundraising campaign kicked off in December shortly after the Southern Association of Schools and Colleges, SACS, revoked Bennett's accreditation. SACS officials questioned whether long-term Bennett is financially sound. Bennett officials appealed the decision and launched a $5 million fundraising campaign to improve their chances of having their accreditation reinstated. Funds, large and small, came in online and in the mail from alumni, black sororities and fraternities, churches, businesses, individuals, and other colleges. Dawkins says no donation was too small.
You guys may have seen us carrying the jugs, collecting money from people on the streets. We had no shame.
Bennett officials were up against a February 1st deadline and said the money had to be deposited in their account by Monday morning. They received two $500,000 donations last week and a $1 million grant from High Point University. During Monday's announcement, High Point school officials presented Dawkins with checks from other donors totaling nearly $360,000. A couple from Los Angeles, both business owners, gave a $1 million donation. Gwendolyn Rice is president of Bennett's National Alumni Association.
As alumni, the thought of losing her was more than one could bear. And today we have demonstrated that nothing can or will stop us now.
Bennett's accreditation appeal hearing will be held in Atlanta between February 18th and 20th. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.